Jason Breaker is with us this morning from the Marquesan School District. He is the district administrator. Is that right?
Correct.
I know some people go by superintendent, but I thought you were a district administrator.
We go interchangeable. So,
but you're also a principal,
I'm
right?
I'm an elementary principal for another 2 months.
And then you got to wear a business hat?
Going to work in the business office, yes.
Okay. Wow.
Looking forward to it.
And continue to be the district administrator.
And continue to be the district administrator, yes.
Now, you guys are you on spring break right now?
We are not. We had our spring break last week. So we are back in session this week. And then we take the students have a four days off around Easter, mm-hmm. the Friday before and the Monday after. Staff work the Monday after Easter.
Okay. Now, you have an operational referendum coming up, and I believe it's $700,000 a year for 4 years, is it?
Yes, that is correct. We will vote on April 7th for a $700,000 over the course of 4 years. Our current operational referendum is for $950,000, and that mm-hmm. will run out at the end of the fiscal year, so June 30th, and then we're asking to start the $700,000 July 1st.
So it sunsets, and how is it that you can afford to go a couple hundred thousand dollars cheaper on this?
Yeah, so one thing we've done is over the years is we've been, we feel pretty fiscally responsible, and we have our fund balance, and we'd like to use some of that fund balance up. We don't want to use all of it because think of it like a savings account. Once you use it, it takes... Right. effort to get money back in there, but we feel we're trying to be conscious of our taxpayers and our community, and they supported the capital referendum, so trying to keep the ask as low as we can, but also offering the excellent product that we feel we do for our students and community. So it's kind of a mm-hmm. fine balance, and we feel that number with some fund balance, with some potential staff reductions. We're hopeful always that there'll be two biennium budgets over the course of this four-year referendum. So we're hoping the state changes something up with the low revenue ceiling to help smaller or low revenue districts like Marquesan. So just for instance, the state average is before exemption. So before referendum, before you take that, is $12,443, and Marquesan's at $11,650. So we're $793 lower than what the state average is. So if you think about it, with this referendum, we get up to the state average, but then everybody else that has referendums raises the state average again. Mm-hmm. So we've always said we want to be funded average. We're not asking for anything more than average.
Right. And a lot of districts got trapped when they put the revenue cap in place back in the 90s.
Back in 93, it's, and I try not to, I understand being a representative is a tough job, and they, mm-hmm. and our senators and representatives get asked for so many things from so many people. So I try to stay out of it, but the one thing I constantly bring up is we're essentially being punished for being fiscally responsible. That's something you mm-hmm. should want us to be and want to do, and also there's not many things we do now that you go back and say, hey, let's do what we did in 1993. So I think there's I did make a little light of that, but it's mm-hmm. they have a tough job, and it's a big ask, and taxpayers get pulled in so many directions, but I think we just want to be funded average, and we're not asking to be the top funded district in the state, but we just feel, hey, if you get us average, mm-hmm. we can lower our referendum ask a lot on our taxpayers.
Right. So you had an informational meeting on Monday. How did that go for you?
Very, very well. We had a small number of our community show up, but it was an hour long. They asked many questions that we were happy to answer. It was myself and Tim Zacharias, our business manager. So Tim's been in Marquesan for a number of years, so he's been through all the operational referendums, so he has great knowledge of how it works, why we do it, and when the questions... we actually really enjoy being able to be asked the questions because, people want to be informed, and we want to inform everybody also and maybe get out some of the myths that might come out with a referendum or that. So it was, yeah, you know, maybe I'm a little bit of a different cat, but I think those are always fun, and I enjoy mm-hmm. those opportunities to have our community ask us questions, and we answered them.
And maybe they come up with a question that you hadn't thought of before.
So. Yeah, so and we all say, you know, hey, these questions are great because we have one more mailer going out, so that might show up as a FAQ on this last mailer is, hey, this question was asked to us. Here's the answer yeah. as to why we're doing that.
So what's your feeling about this referendum?
You know, I always say I'm an extremely positive person, except with my own golf game and the Green Bay Packers. So
Green Bay Packers in the playoffs. Yeah. Right?
So I think positively. I try to see the outlook. I have no reason. Markazan has always supported their schools, and I believe we have a good relationship with our community, and I'm confident that it will. That they'll continue to want to support us, and we're lowering the taxes, so we're trying to do everything that we can. So I feel good where we're at. Now I know anything can change on election day, but that you know we won't give up. And if it doesn't pass, it doesn't mean they don't care about the school or don't want to support it. We just need to do a better job of getting the facts out there. So we'll do that again if we have to. But I feel good.
Okay. Well, let's tell the folks about some of the good things that are going on in the district and maybe one of the reasons that you should support
this, so, there's a lot going on. So we'll start with the most, you know, what is happening this upcoming weekend. So on Thursday afternoon, our drama will put on a closed presentation for our elementary school and middle school stop in, so kind of their last dress rehearsals Thursday, and then Friday night and Saturday night, our drama department will put on the musical Bye Bye Birdie. Markazan has extremely talented students, and I highly encourage anyone if they're you know available to 7 o'clock Friday night, 7 o'clock Saturday night to stop down and see Bye Bye Birdie and support our students. Also on Saturday, our baseball and softball club will be having the Jim Talma Memorial kickoff event for the season. So there's a poker tournament, silent auction, raffle baskets, great food. So that starts, please don't quote me on that, I should know this, I believe around noon at the Markazan Legion in Markazan, so noon to most of the day into the evening. For you NCAA fans, there's always TVs of the game, so yeah, feel free to stop out there.
Most of the top seeds are still around.
Most of the top seeds are still around. You know, those 2 years Wisconsin went to the Final Four where they added a little extra to the to the softball-baseball kickoff was a lot of fun. Next Wednesday, April 1st, and no, we're not fooling, it will be the Discovery Fair at the Markazan Elementary School from 4 to 5:30. So this is a 4K through 5th grade, shows off all of their learning throughout the school year. It's great to see the students show off their work and all the families come into the building. Our PTO, or our SCOPE, they're our community, or our parent outreach group, will be providing a meal for $5 down in the elementary cafeteria, and that will go 4 to 6, so a little bit longer than the Discovery Fair. If you stop in the Discovery Fair and see all the rooms at 5:30 and want to do that, please stop in the cafeteria.
Well, I've got notes here about your forensics.
Forensics, yes. Monday, had their meet, and we had 12 of our students move on to the state meet. So that's wow. 12 out of 13. So it's a testament to them, to Mrs. Dalma working with them, and the students that we have. Also, students sticking with forensics. So really excited for them to move on to state and see how they do at that event.
Is that something that's done by division or size of a school, or how does that work?
I don't know exactly, but I believe it's we compete against schools in our area or our conference of like-sized schools. Now, the state State meet, I believe we head down to the Madison area. DeForest, I believe, is where State is. I could be off. So that we'll see some larger kids. But that's also one where there can be multiple, like, 25s out of 25. So you're not necessarily competing against the person next to you. You're competing against yourself, and the judges will score you based on how you perform or how your event goes.
Right. Now, I see your spring sports are all kicking off.
Yeah, we had last Friday, our track team was over in Ripon at Whitmore Center. I believe I said that correctly, or the indoor facility,
right,
here.
It's Whitmore.
Wonderful addition for our area to have our track students be able to go out. You know, last Friday it would not have been great to be outside. It would have been impossible after the snow, but they were indoors, so they had their first meet. Baseball and softball has also kicked off. We are confident that our softball team will play tomorrow at home if there's not any rain. So, yeah, we're feeling good and a lot going on. And with starting school 2 weeks early due to the construction, we're in the fourth quarter. So last day, May 21st. So it's flying.
Wow.
Flying along.
Yeah, that's before Memorial Day.
It is, yeah. So it's before graduation's on May 22nd. So sorry,
you're going to start up earlier in the fall?
The fall, no. We started earlier this fall. We will start September 1st in the fall. We're trying to give the construction crew ample time to get the elementary remodeled from the end of May to September, so we can be ready to move in to our remodeled elementary on September 1st.
And that'll be the last of the construction and improvements connected with the last draft. Right?
Correct. That'll be the finishing touches on the 2024 capital referendum that we passed.
Okay. Well, good luck to you on this upcoming referendum.
Yeah. Thank you for your support and time for letting me come on today. And last, I just want to shout out Hazel Jean. Today is CP Awareness Day, so. All those fighting that, continue your fight. So thank you. Go Hornets.
We're talking cerebral palsy.
Yes,
here,
so. Yes.
I mean, people that are familiar with the disease, they know the abbreviation,
yes.
But, you know.
So. Yeah.
Well, Jason, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah,
appreciate
Bob,
it,
thanks as always. Go Marquezan, and thank you.